Well, Levi did very well at sharing our story and travels through this last few months and years, and I feel that was very well said. But I also want to tell you about my side of the story. I appreciated the song that we sang. The one line said, "I can never understand why he thought even me." It remains a mystery, a wonder to me that he thought even me. So I want to share my testimony of God's great mercy on a sinner like me and his faithfulness in trying to draw me to him as one of his children, part of the family. I'm so thankful he didn't give up on me. I remember hearing about Jesus when I was small. I remember my mother and talking to me, reading me stories, and I remember also doing the mailbox club lessons that came in the mail, and doing the lessons and learning about Jesus, and they would encourage me to accept the Lord Jesus for my Savior, and I desperately wanted to do that. So I would try, I would pray, and I would go on in my life, and I was the youngest girl in a family of four girls, and I was 7 years behind my older sister, and so I was a spoiled kid. Everybody loved me and did everything they could. And I always thought that God would probably do the same thing. He would probably make an exception for me, and he'd accept me even if I wasn't always good. So that was kind of my vision of God. I remember when I was 15, I really wanted to get closer with the Lord and learn to know him. I would pray more earnestly, and it was kind of a quiet time in my life. I did what I best knew how. I tried to pray and never had anything personal, but I would try. And sure enough, when I turned 16 and started getting involved in the youth group, I did what I expected to, and I kind of forgot about God and started living my own life and doing what I wanted to do, and it took quite a lot of years until I turned back to him. I lived for myself, had a lot of pride and selfishness, and like to do things my way and my time. And after I met Levi, I started changing my direction a little bit and thinking that it's about time that I realized I wasn't where I needed to be, and that if I died, I surely wouldn't make it, because I didn't read the Bible and I didn't try to pray. But I still went on as I was. We got married and we started a family of our own, and everything went so well. We had a beautiful marriage, a great husband, and beautiful children, and life was good. Everything I wanted, but I still wasn't happy. And I always had a longing to have my husband at home with me. He would work away all week, worked long weeks, and I just always had a longing for him to spend more time with him. And I remember one day, last year, we decided, talked about it in the morning, that let's go to a birthday party in the evening. And Levi said, well, get a driver and we'll see if we can go. So I tried. I had a big long list of drivers that I used to call and tried for a long time, and everybody was busy or doing something else. And so, well, I guess I'll have to give it up. I don't know what else to do. So we decided not to go. I talked to Levi and he said, that's fine. So instead I got my horse and I went to the grocery store. And walked into the store and starting to do some shopping, and I heard somebody come in behind me. And I heard her say to the lady at the cash register, would it be okay if I put my phone number here on your counter? I'd like to do some driving. And we don't know where to start. And I turned around and I said to her, would you like to start tonight? And she said, well, what do you expect from me? What do you, you know, we're Christian people. We have a van. We try to keep it clean. And what are you looking for? I just need a driver. I didn't know what to say. I wasn't used to people asking me that. So she said, okay, we'll come to your house this evening at 7. And so Steve Butts came in. And by the way, that was Donna Butts. And so Steve took us to the birthday party. And Levi shared, he made a big impression on us. And we realized that this man had something that we wanted to learn to know them better. And a few weeks later, I asked Donna to take me to the dentist, and I asked her about her life. And so she told me about how they had come to know the Lord, and how Steve had felt that he would need to come home, and he had a good job, and he needed to come home so he could spend time with his family. And how he left his job and all his comfort, and they decided to trust the Lord and to leave all that behind. And that made a big impression on me. And it wasn't very long later that the opportunity came up for us to buy a bakery, and that came to my mind. I wondered if we would be strong enough to do something like that. I didn't think that we would. And one day, as I was working in the bakery, I can clearly remember the spot. A thought came to my mind that maybe this is your opportunity to bring your husband home. I was kind of surprised. I hadn't thought of that. I hadn't considered it, that he would want to be a baker. But I told him that evening what I had experienced, and he said, yes, I would like to do that too. So we decided to go through with that, and God blessed us very richly and has been able to keep him at home. so far, and he's blessed us. And I remember thinking, it was all through God's grace that he made it possible for us, because it didn't look possible to us at all, and it wasn't possible on our own strength. But he made it work for us, and I started realizing that God is doing this for us. What am I doing for him? He actually cares for us, and he wants to help us here, and I'm not doing anything for him. So I remember wanting to get to know him better and figure out why he would want to do this for me. I never did anything for him. So we were able to receive some teachings through the phone messages Levi had shared, and the Bible started coming alive to me. It would lay out a few verses, and I would go inside and see if that's really true, what they're talking about, because I had read those verses for years, and I had never understood that that's what it was saying. And I would start reading on and reading further, and it started to become exciting, and I was learning and understanding. So Levi encouraged me to, well, I guess before I started, he encouraged me to go listen to the Bible study, and I didn't want to. I was very afraid of being deceived and led astray. I had been taught that people are very deceiving, and I wanted to be very careful, and I didn't want him to listen to any other messages, but he finally encouraged me to do that, and I saw that it really wasn't false. It was the Bible, and they didn't add anything or take anything away, as I was told that they do, and I said, I think this is safe to listen to. I think this is right. Well, all of a sudden I started wanting to know more and read more, and sometime I started praying earnestly, and I would spend a lot of time in prayer and just learning to know God and learning to I learned that through Jesus he can save me. And I started reading more, and I realized that the truth. I would start praying to God that He would show me the way. He would open my eyes. I wasn't quite sure if what I was taught was wrong, or if what I was being taught now was wrong. Or so I prayed earnestly for God to show me the truth and open my eyes, and he did. He opened my eyes, and I was able to read and understand in a new way. I don't know the time where he gave me a new heart. I know I prayed for one. I can't tell you what time of the day it was or what week, but I know he changed me, and I realized that one day I wasn't walking the way I used to walk. And that was pretty exciting. And I started to think, well, I want to tell somebody about this. I want to tell them about my new person, but we talked to Levi about it, but I wanted to tell somebody else. I wanted to tell my mother, my family, and tell them about how all of a sudden I've come to the light and I'm a new person. But I was scared. I was afraid, well, what if this isn't for real? What if I go back and I'm not really changed? And so I didn't tell anybody except Levi, and he encouraged me, and we grew together, and then soon I began feeling that I want to talk about Jesus. I want to tell somebody. I'm excited about this, and I can't just hide it anymore. I need to speak about it. And the opportunity came. I was able to share with my brother-in-law. One day he was struggling very deeply and explaining all his hurts and burdens, and his life was not going well at all, and he didn't know what to do. He kept going on and on, and then I said to him, well, I know somebody that can help you. And he kind of looked at me kind of weird, and I said, Jesus could save you. He could take those problems away. He died for you. And he loves you. Well, it wasn't accepted very well. He said he didn't know about me when he died. That was thousands of years ago. He didn't know. I said, yes, he did. He died for you. He can save you. He can take this all away. Do you believe that? Well, I went home all excited. He was not as excited as I was, but it did something to me. It made me come alive, and Levi kind of wondered what happened. So I realized that I was a new person, but I didn't ever receive any guidance, teaching. I wasn't sure what to expect, and so as Levi shared, we were able to go to the youth Bible school, and I guess before that, Steve had shared a book, Godly Seed, with us, and reading that really changed my life, and made me realize that before I can be a good mother, I need to be a good person. I need to be a born-again person, and then my children will follow. So that was a major step for me to. And then I remember going to the youth Bible school and was very impressed with all the youth I saw there. Such a blessing to be there and to see the youth and to see the direction they were going. And we went home all excited and we talked about this for days and days, what we saw there. And last one day we said, well, couldn't we send our children there? I knew they accepted outside people, and we thought about that. And Levi said, no, I don't think we want to do that. That's quite a different level than what we're on. I think they would come home and they'd have a hard time coming back and down to their friends. And that kind of shocked me. Thought about that for a while, and we came to the conclusion that we may need to make a choice. Either we keep our children here where they're comfortable, or we give them some teaching about God. So that was kind of shocking to us to have those kind of thoughts. We never thought that we would ever want anything besides our church that we were brought up in. And it took a while until we, as Levi shared, God had to work with us for a while, and by the grace of God, He opened our eyes and gave us direction, and that's why we're here today. So thankful for all you friends and family that have reached out to us and helped us. And I give God the glory that we're here today.
Amen.
and by his blood we are saved and washed pure as snow.
Well, like Arianna mentioned, the book Steve gave us was The Godly Seed by Denny Kennison. That book really made quite an impact on us. We realized we were heading a complete different direction than the way his teachings and the way he talked about. So I talked to Brother Denny one time about it, and he just said, "Well, praise God." And that is so true. We are here to give God the glory, to lift up his name. And we do have a desire to be baptized and also to be members of the church. And I just ask anyone that they would see something in us that is not the scripture walk of life. I would just pray that they would talk to us. And I just pray to God that we will stay open, and when somebody does talk to us, we will receive it in love. This one verse here in Joshua, most of you are probably familiar with it, but it is so fitting to us and many of you. In 24:15, it says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the God which your father served, that you were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose lands you will dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. You may leave us a message by pressing 99. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 88. To find out how to listen to a church service at Ephrata Christian Fellowship, press 77. To hear the menu for this topic again, please stay on the line. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now.